redeemed. The Lord say so tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, sikiribriye. Nebri kiribriyandribriye, nebriyandribriye. Ne siribriyandribriye, nebriyandribriye, nebriyandribriye. Mandribriye, nebriyandribriye, nebriyandribriye, nebriyandribriye. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ne na 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 na. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibushi kamando. Kisha katara brekita ramandora breke. Thank you, Jesus. Neboram mando di kabotole brekita rabashikerebeke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Lord, your will be done here tonight. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, in this place in Fort Worth, Texas, on a Sunday night. Hallelujah. In the good old summertime. Hallelujah. Lord, you know how much I love summertime. Why don't you put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my ears tonight. My spiritual ears, that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Lord, open my eyes tonight. My spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me, what you're doing in us. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart tonight. That I might receive all that you have for me, all that you have for us. In Jesus' name, I am ready. We are ready. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Well, let's praise him tonight. Can we do it? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout with me tonight. Somebody shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, hallelujah. Oh, remember the brie, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, you may be seated. Thank you so much, PS40. Great job. Lots of times when I'm doing my prayer walk, I listen to the music of PS40. Hallelujah. I'm so glad my pastor's back in church. He wasn't here last Sunday night or Wednesday night, so I always preach better when he's here. Hallelujah. I feel better when the father's in the house, when the dad's in the house with his wife Joy. Hallelujah. But I know that he's got spiritual sons, and he's got, we need to share them from time to time. I believe that's important. And, hallelujah. Well, tonight I have some good news, and I have some bad news. Which one do you want first? I'm going to give you the bad news first. General William Booth said this, in answer to your inquiry, I consider that the chief dangers that confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, Salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. That's what General William Booth said. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta on Friday night thanked homosexual military members for their service as the Pentagon prepares to mark June as Gay Pride Month with an official salute. Government whistleblower, according to therightmarch.com, says President Obama is planning to declare martial law. He's recently signed executive orders that give him the power to declare martial law across America. The Charlotte Observer says there's a crackdown going on in one North Carolina police department. Volunteer chaplains in the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department will no longer be able to invoke the name Jesus when they pray. Franklin Graham says it is frightening that the majority of young people today know little or nothing about God and His Word and rarely, if ever, attend church. Unless God moves in a mighty way among our youth, this will be a lost generation. The Public Advocate said the Homosexual Classrooms Act contains a laundry of anti-family provisions that will require schools to teach appalling acts, forcing private and even religious schools, Christian schools, to teach a pro-homosexual curriculum. Rightmarch.com reports that a Chinese group known as Sino-Michigan Properties LLC has bought up 200 acres of land near the town of Milan, Michigan. Their plan is to construct a China city with artificial lakes, a Chinese cultural center, and hundreds of housing units for Chinese citizens. Essentially, it would be a little slice of communist China dropped right into the heartland of America. The American Values reports that country singer Carrie Underwood made headlines yesterday for endorsing same-sex marriage. Clearly, Underwood has bought into the liberal theology of moral relativism, and if it feels good, do it. The Public Advocate says there's a nationwide effort to abolish the office of the sheriff. The Dallas Morning News says the Louisville School District has always allowed students to say prayers at high school graduation. The tradition will continue this year, except those prayers will be called remarks. Louis Faircom says Jesus was not a Christian because Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will." You know what we call that in Arabic? Islam. Jesus was a Muslim. Dr. James Kennedy says the real problem in America today is not economics. The problem is godlessness. What is the cure? There's no cure for godlessness except God. The Washington Post says over 40% of live births in the United States are to single mothers. School principal Jeffrey Wick said the public school system is helping to destroy the country's foundation. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, "I certainly think President Obama has sent a very clear message of respect and appreciation to all religions, in particular Islam." The CNS News says Dartmouth College is expanding its gender-neutral housing program, opening up more rooms where students of any gender can cohabitate. The Adbuster says the fire in the soul of Occupy burns from Oakland to Quebec, Barcelona to Chicago, Wall Street to Moscow and Frankfurt. This is all just the beginning. The Register Guard says city council members in Eugene, Oregon, were supposed to say the Pledge of Allegiance before every city council meeting, but the act has proved divisive and controversial. American Family Association says the Air Force and its Secretary Michael B. Donnelly have created the most hostile anti-religious environment in the history of the United States military. Snopes reports Secretary of State Clinton recently announced the Obama administration will be working hand in glove with the UN to pass a new small arms treaty. If passed by the UN and ratified by the U.S. Senate, would almost certainly force the U.S. to enact together tougher licensing requirements, setting the stage for full-scale gun confiscation. President Obama says Americans may be still evolving when it comes to marriage equality, but as I have indicated, personally, Michelle and I have made up our minds on this issue. As long as I have the privilege of being your president, I promise you that you won't just have a friend in the White House, you will have a fellow advocate. The Answers website says 125,000 abortions are performed each month in America. The Gallup poll says Americans willing to vote for president, atheist, 54% yes, gay, 68% yes, and Muslim, 52% yes. Ronald Reagan says, President Ronald Reagan said, if we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants. If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants. Dave Meyer, the well-known writer, said this, a red sky is rising over our land, warning us of gathering spiritual and moral storms that threaten to destroy all the blessings we have received from God. Americans have fallen so far morally that they now call good evil and evil good. Why did this happen? How did our nation get to this point? A spiritual son of mine wrote a song in answer to Dave Meyer's question. If we could play the video song.
God's not welcome in classrooms and school locker rooms. Commencement addresses, no more prayer in school. Then we wonder why he's not there, how fast we have fallen. Not welcome in government or courthouse walls. Congress voting in unread bills and laws. Political agendas rule, how fast we have fallen. Some have wondered, how did we get here? What happened to us? It just took one step at a time, one more compromise, a turn head away, more tolerance today. Don't judge me, take a stand and tell me what to do. Now we're living like we won't hit you, how fast we are falling. We're stuck in a system, it's failing us fast. Rewriting our history, forgetting the past. A generation of brainwashed kids, how fast we are falling. We tolerate sin, no longer Tolerance today. Don't judge me, take a stand to tell me what to do. Oh yeah, one step at a time, one more compromise, a turn head away. More tolerance today. Don't judge me, take a stand to tell me what to do. One step.
So how did we get here? We got here one step at a time. That's the bad news. But I got some good news tonight. I said I have some good news tonight. And even though it appears that the church has moved from the Holy Ghost friendly church to the seeker-friendly church, and moving to the gay-friendly church, and the Chrislam-friendly church, which is Christianity and Islam mixed together, there is hope. The good news that God has not given up on America. He is still at work in this place. The Bible says in the Song of Solomon, I'm going to read this to you from the Message Bible. This has been going over and over in my spirit. It says the Song of Solomon chapter 5, the Lord is speaking to the church. He said, I went to my garden, dear friend, best lover. We know that the Song of Solomon is made up of different love poems. From Christ, from the Lord to the church. He said, I went to my garden, dear friend, best lover, breathed the sweet fragrance. I ate the fruit and honey. I drank the nectar and wine. Celebrate with me, friends. Raise your glasses to life, to love. Then the church responds, I was sound asleep. But in my dreams, I was wide awake. Oh, listen, it's the sound of my lover knocking, calling. Let me in, dear companion, dearest friend, my dove, consummate lover. I'm soaked with the dampness of the night. This is the Lord speaking. Let me in, dear companion, dearest friend, my dove, consummate lover. I'm soaked with the dampness of the night, drenched with dew, shivering and cold. In the church, the woman, the church responds. But I'm in my nightgown. Do you expect me to get dressed? I'm bathed and in bed. Do you want me to get dirty? But my lover wouldn't take no for an answer. And the longer he knocked, the more excited I became. I got up to open the door to my lover, sweetly ready to receive him. Desiring and expectant as I turned the door handle. But when I opened the door, he was gone. My loved one had tired of waiting and left, and I died inside. Oh, I felt so bad. I ran out looking for him, but he was nowhere to be found. I called into the darkness, but no answer. The night watchman found me. As they patrolled the streets of the city, they slapped and beat and bruised me, ripping off my clothes, those watchmen who were supposed to be guarding the city. I beg you, sisters in Jerusalem, if you find my lover, please tell him I want him, that I'm heartsick with love for him. Then the secular world, they respond and say, what's so great about your lover, fair lady? What's so special about him that you beg for our help? But then the woman, the church, speaking of the Lord, my dear lover glows with health, red-blooded, radiant. He's one in a million. There's no one quite like him. My golden one, pure and untarnished. His face is rugged. His beard smells like sage. His voice, his words, warm and reassuring. Fine muscles ripple between his skin. And this is the church speaking to the Lord. Everything about him delights me, thrills me through and through. That's my lover. That's my man, dear Jerusalem sisters. And then in Solomon chapter 6, the secular world asks another question. So where has this love of yours gone, fair one? Where on earth can he be? Can we help you look for him? That's a mocking thing. And the church says, never mind, my lover's already on his way to his garden to browse among the flowers, touching the colors and forms. I'm my lover's and my lover's mine. He caresses the sweet-smelling flowers. And then the Lord speaks, dear, dear friend and lover, you're as beautiful as Tirzah, city of delights, lovely as Jerusalem, city of dreams, the ravishing sounds of my ecstasy. So here's a picture of the Lord coming to the church, and he's knocking on the door saying, I want to come in. But the church is now gone to sleep. And the Bible said, as I shared last week, in Matthew chapter 25, there were 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. And the five foolish, the problem with them, even though they were virgins, is that they were slumbering and sleeping. They could not awaken themselves. What was the problem even at the last moment before Jesus was taken by the mob and was crucified? He could not keep Peter and James, he could not keep them awake. They were so sleepy. They were slumbering and sleeping. I declare tonight the problem with the church is slumbering and sleeping. And the Lord is knocking on the door, but the church is having a difficult time awakening themselves, arousing themselves. And while they are sleeping and slumbering, there are so many things going on in this nation. And darkness is coming upon the land and filling the land while the church is slumbering and sleeping. We're living in the days that the prophet stood and declared in Ezekiel 37. He said, God grabbed me. God's spirit took me up, set me down in the middle of an open plain strewn with bones. He led me around among them, a lot of bones. There were bones all over the place. Dry bones. Dry bones. And so I believe the church in general tonight, and we need to realize that the church is in a very dry place. For 27 years, Gene and I, almost every week, except for the few years that we were leading the church in New Mexico, we are out every week in churches all over America. And how would I describe the church? I'm not talking about every church, but how would I describe the church? Dry. Dry. The church is full of dry bones. And most of the places that Gene and I go to now, they say to me, now we got to be out by a certain time. I do believe there are times when there are time restraints. But most of the churches are saying we've got to be out by 8 or we've got to be out by 8:30. We'll give you 45 minutes to preach and to prophesy and lay hands on people, but we must get out. And I'm looking at time restraints, seeker-friendly operations. I'm not trying to cast aspersions tonight. I'm just telling you the condition of the church as Gene and I travel from north to south and east to west. The church is dry. The church is slumbering and sleeping. While the enemy is making their way into our nation, while Islam and the gay community are making their way toward the church, they're coming, they're occupying Main Street, They've occupied Wall Street, and now they're coming to the Church Street. And backed by the Internal Revenue Service, they will begin to make demands upon the church and upon the Christian school, that the Christian school must hire gay teachers and Muslim teachers, that the Christian school must teach Islam, that the church must have on their staff equal people that are gay or Islam people. And so while the church slumbers and sleeps, there are things that are going on that we would have never dreamed of or thought of. While the church slumbers and sleeps, the doors of opportunity are opening and closing. But there is hope. What did he say to the dry bones? He said to the Son of Man, can these bones live? Can the church in America live? Is there still hope for the United States of America? Have we gone too far? Is there any turning back? What could possibly happen? Can the church be awakened? Can we have another spiritual awakening in America? Can there really be a major revival in every major city? Is there hope? There is a remedy. And the remedy and the hope is us. I'm a part of it. You know, they call my generation, 67 and older, 67 to 84, they call us the silent generation. I refuse to participate in that name. The silent generation, the generation that just kicks back and says, I've done my part. I think we'll retire. Where are you going to retire to? What would I do if I retired? I'd be like the dog chasing the car. What would he do if he ever caught it? Burn his nose on the tailpipe. What would he do? What would I do if I retired? Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols, what would you do if you retired? Sit and look at the golf course? No. No, 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 no. The generations that have came after us need us. I'm needed. Huh? There is a millennial generation that they said elected our president. That's 30 years and younger. Everybody 30 years and younger, you stand. That's the millennium generation. It's your generation that has the greatest voice. Okay, you can be seated. Thank God that we got some representatives of the millennium generation here. The millennial generation is very liberal in their thinking because they're very strong on gay marriage. They approve of it. They approve of most of the millennium generation. They approve of abortion. But I got some hope as I was looking at statistics today. When it comes to eternal life, the millennium generation believes more in eternity than my generation. When it comes to the supernatural, the millennium generation believes more in the supernatural than my generation. What does that tell me? That there is a young generation that desires the supernatural. What are most of the movies contained today? They contain all kinds of demonic or supernatural stuff going on. Why? Because the millennium generation, they are hungry for the supernatural. And the hope that we have in the church tonight is that Jesus and his miracle working power will be demonstrated to the society, particularly the millennium, 30 years and younger. They will see the signs and wonders and miracles that were demonstrated in this book. And the Jesus said, greater than these things shall you do, because I go to my Father and he has arrived. Hallelujah. So what was the remedy? He said to the prophet, I want you to prophesy to those dead, dry bones and listen to the message of God. God the Master told the dry bones, watch this, I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin, breathe life into you. You'll come alive. You'll realize that I am God. So I prophesied just as I've been commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound and a rustling. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. I kept watching. Sinews formed, then muscles in the bones, then skin stretched over them, but they had no breath in them. He said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man. Tell the breath, God the Master says, come from the four winds, come, breathe, breathe on these slain bodies, breathe life. So as I prophesied, just as he commanded me, the breath entered them and they came alive. They stood upon their feet, a huge army. So there is a mandate upon the church that prays. The church that has a power tower. And I showed you some video about my interview with Pastor Bob Nichols Wednesday night from the power tower. The church that prays, that has a power tower that is in operation 24/7, that has an altar in it, the picture of a praying man there. Hallelujah. And there's a light on. Good job, Steve. Good job, team. And so the church tonight is very dry. But there is a remedy and there is hope. And somebody has got to sound an alarm. Who to the people on the street? No. But we must realize that we are in a war. Daniel 10:1 said, in the third year of the king, the reign of King Cyrus of Persia, a message was made plain to Daniel, whose Babylonian name was Belteshazzar. The message was true. It dealt with a big war. He understood the message, the understanding coming by revelation. We understand by revelation. Because we are people of the day and not people of the night. We understand where our nation is. We understand that if it continues to go, that there will be tremendous misery upon this land. But we are not overtaken by a spirit of deception tonight. But we know that this is an hour that we must prophesy to the church in America. The church that has been praying 24/7, I'm prophesying to you tonight, has received a mandate, has received a commission to wake up the church. Wake up the church in America. The church that prays 24/7, the church known by prayer, the church that really is a house of prayer for all nations, must now respond and begin to prophesy. Prophesy to the church in America. You say, well, I don't know how we would do that. There is a way. Where there seems to be no way, there is a way. Gene and I have laid aside our traveling scheduled for 60 days, and we're praying and seeking God and working on a prayer assignment to mobilize 1,000 points of light or 1 million individuals who will pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Is that possible? If it was not possible, the Lord would not have given me a mandate. But I'm a part of a church that prays, and I know that all things are possible when we pray. I read not long ago, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. I believe that God will heal our sin, the sin of compromise, the sin of slumber and sleeping, the sin of trying to please the people, trying to find out what pleases the people instead of what pleases God. And so Joel, he tells us what to say. What will we say? What will we say to the church in America? We will say what the prophet Joel, speaking by the Holy Ghost, told us to say. Attention, elder statesmen. Listen closely. Everyone, whoever, and wherever you are, sober up, you drunks. We have a church that have become filled with alcoholics. Get in touch with reality and weep, he said. Your supply of booze is cut off. You're on the wagon, like it or not. My country's being invaded. Like an army invincible, past numbering. Teeth like those of a lion. Fangs like those of a tiger. It has ruined my vineyards, stripped my orchards, and clear cut the country. Weep like a young virgin dressed in black, mourning the loss of her fiancé. Without grain and grapes, worship has been brought to a standstill in the sanctuary of God. The priests are at a loss. The pastors, God's ministers, don't know what to do. The fields are sterile. The very ground grieves. The wheat fields are lifeless. Vineyards dried up. Olive oil gone. And joy is dried up and withered in the hearts of the people. And also you priests, put on your robes and join the outcry. You who lead worship, lead them in lament. Spend the night dressed in gunny sacks. You servants of my God. Nothing's going on in the place of worship. No offerings, no prayers, nothing. Declare a holy fast. Call a special meeting. Get the leaders together. Round up everyone in the country. Get them into God's sanctuary for serious prayer to God. The strong God has arrived. This is serious business. God, I pray, I cry out to you. The fields are burning up. The country's a dust bowl. Forest and prairie fires rage unchecked. Wild animals dying of thirst look to you for a drink. Springs and streams are dried up. The whole country is burning up. Blow the ram's horn trumpet in Zion. Trumpet the alarm on my holy mountain. Shake the country up. God's judgment's on its way. The day's almost here. A black day, a doomsday. Clouds with no silver lining. Like dawn light moving over the mountains. A huge army is coming. There's never been anything like it and never will be again. But there's also this. Listen. There's also this, said Joel. It's not too late. It's not too late. God's personal message. Come back to me and really mean it. Come fasting and weeping, sorry for your sins. Change your life, not just your clothes. Come back to God, your God. And here's why. God is kind and merciful. He takes a deep breath, puts up with a lot. The most patient God, extravagant in love, always ready to cancel catastrophe. Who knows? Maybe he'll do it now. Maybe he'll turn around and show pity. Blow the ram's horn. The ram's horn trumpet in Zion. Declare a day of repentance, a holy fast day. Get a public meeting. Get everyone there. Consecrate the congregation. Make sure the elders come. But bring in the children too. Even the nursing babies. Even men and women on their honeymoon. Interrupt them and get them there between sanctuary entrance and altar. Let the priests, the pastors, God's servants weep tears of repentance. Let them intercede. Have mercy, God, on your people. Don't abandon your heritage to contempt. Don't let the pagans take over and rule them and sneer and say, where is their God? Whoever calls help, God gets help. Whoever calls help, God gets help. O Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be a great rescue, just as God said, including the survivors of those that God calls. Hallelujah. 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 And in the Song of Solomon, the Lord knocks on the door, but the church is slumbering and sleeping. And then the next thing we know, they're beat up. And they're frustrated and full of anxiety, wondering how we're going to make it. What are we going to do? But the Lord keeps looking. He keeps looking, even though they have finally awakened. He keeps looking and he keeps having mercy and he keeps having pity upon them. And he begins to describe the church as beautiful. He loves the church. And he finally concludes with these words to the Shunammite woman, which represents the church, dance. Dear Shulamite, angel princess, dance, and we'll feast our eyes on your grace. Everyone wants to see the Shulamite dance, the victory dances of love and peace. And the Lord is saying to the church, come alive, get up on your feet, dance. Hallelujah, rejoice, dance the victory dance, because you're still the head and not the tail. You're still above and not beneath. You're still going over and not going under. That God, your God, Jehovah God, has not brought the church this far to let the church down. All we need is somebody that will give the message to the church. Wake up! Somebody that will blow the trumpet. And I declare that Calvary Cathedral by the Holy Ghost is well able to do that. And if you believe that he's well able to do it, and you know that he can do it, and you will do it, and you will participate, stand on your feet and make some kind of declaration on this Sunday night in June, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We tonight are well able. We are well able to wake up the church. Hallelujah. We have been preparing for a long time. Now is the time. Right here, right now. And if you say, I want to participate in waking up the church in America, why don't you just come and pray with me tonight? Would you pray with me in the Holy Ghost tonight? Would you pray with me, Calvary Cathedral International, the house of prayer? Would you stir yourself up and pray? Would you lift your hands and lift your voice? We will rise again. We will rise again. The church will awaken. They will be awakened. They just need somebody to sound the trumpet, to sound the alarm. Somebody will prophesy to the church. Somebody help me pray tonight. Somebody cry out with me tonight. Oh, oh, somebody cry out tonight. Somebody raise your voice tonight. It's not over till it's over. It's not over God, do it again. Awaken this nation, awaken the land. But it's got to come by the church. We are the hope of this nation. Oh, God. Lord, we intercede for the church. We intercede for the church in America. We intercede tonight for the church in America. Prepare us to prophesy. Prepare us to blow the trumpet in Zion. Prepare us to speak to the nation. Prepare us to blow the trumpet in Zion. Oh God, I stir myself up to take hold of you tonight. Lord, awaken the church. Intercede for the church. Intercede for the church, men and women of God. Say to the mighty men and women, wake up. Wake up. The Lord is knocking. Nana mandara bari andara batala bari andara batala batala bari andara bari attara bari andara beko mandara bari attara bari andara bari essere bari andara bari andara bari andara bari ai ho kire bari andara bari attara bari andara bari essere bari andara bari ai kore bari andara bari attara bari andara bari essere bari andara bari ai Nandribri, Tribri, and Ribri, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Kavanamanda, Rabakuta, Rabakata, help me intercede, church, for the church. For the church is slumbering and sleeping across America. Tarabari and the Ribriya, Tarabari and the Ribriya. Kurabri and the Ribriya, Rabari and the Ribriya, Tarabari and the Rabatolabri and the Manda. Kovashi Karabriya. Kurabri and the Ribriya, Darabatolabri and the Ribriya. Kurabri and the Rabari and the Rabari and the Ribriya, Darabari and the Ribriya. Korabri and the Ribri, Tarabri and the Ribri, Tarabri and the Ribri. Kibatarabri, Kiribri and the Ribri, Tarabri and the Kiribri and the Ribri, Tarabatulibri, Kiribri and the Ribri. Kuribri and the Rabati, Tarabati, Tarabri and the Ribri. We will either be governed by God or we'll be ruled by tyrants. Torabasura brianda rabakuta rabrianda. Mandare briata rabakura brianda ramandola briata rabakai. Now is the time. Now is the time. Church, we can't take the summer off. We can't take the summer off. Mandare briata rabrianda rabatora briata. We must pray and we must pray now. Right here, right now. Karabri and Daramandola Briatai. We must pray individually and we must pray corporately. Jesus. Jesus. Lift your voice like a trumpet tonight. Call upon the name of the Lord. Send revival. Send a spiritual awakening, oh God. To this nation, oh God. Oh God, we repent for the sins of our nation. Daniel said, while I was praying and repenting, for the sin of my land, my nation, we stand in the gap. We stand in the gap for the United States of America. We cry for mercy, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for taking prayer out of the school. Forgive us for taking prayer out of the homes. Forgive us, God, for taking prayer out of the church. How fast we have fallen. One step at a time. But we declare enough is enough. Enough is enough. Oh God, send another spiritual awakening to this land. Let us weep between the porch and the altar. Lord, you said if we'd call, you would help. If we would call, you would help. We're calling tonight. God, I pray I cry out to you. God, I pray I cry out to you tonight. I cry out to you tonight, oh God. God, I pray, I cry out to you tonight. Carabasso, Carabasso, Brio, Tarabaco, In the year that King Uzziah died, and Bible history says it was a terrible time in the nation of Israel, in the year that King Uzziah died. But there was a man of God that said in the time of turmoil and trouble and upheaval, he said, I saw the Lord. Glory to God. He said, I saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up. He was where? He's high and lifted up. There is a God in heaven. His name is Jehovah God. He said, I saw him, and he was high and lifted up. And when I looked, his presence and his glory was filling the whole temple. And I cried out, woe is me, Lord. And then a voice said, who will go? And who can I send to speak to this nation? And I said, how about me, Lord? And I believe the Holy Ghost is saying, who? Is there a church in America that will cry out to the churches across the land and say, would you join us in prayer? Because what we've been practicing in the Power Tower, we'll bring into the auditorium corporately, and we'll pray day and night, and you can join us. How about us, Lord? How about Calvary Cathedral International, where a couple has been leading this church for 48 years and has been faithful, and there's a church that's been praying around the clock for 17 years. How about us, Lord? How about us sounding the trumpet? How about us sounding an alarm? How about us leading churches? Somebody says, well, I just believe that God can just, the sovereign God, he can just pour out his spirit upon all the nation, upon all the land, and it just automatically happen. No, it won't. It's not just going to happen automatically. He said, if my people. Huh? We're the hope. We're the hope. We've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I could have been born any time in history past or any time in history future, but here I am. Here Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols are. Here Gene and I are. Here you are. We're here to make a difference. Huh? Can we do something? We can, if we will. And what shall this man do? And what shall this church do? Kibashikarabuku. Jesus took the five loaves and the two fishes, and he didn't start distributing it. He gave it to his disciples, and he said, you do it. And the Lord is saying to the church, you pray, you lift up your voice like a trumpet, you call, you awaken. You awaken the slumbering and sleeping church in America and prophesy to the dry bones. You do it. You do it. And I said, Lord, here am I. How about me? Every one of us must know there's a destiny about us. Huh? Gene and I grew up with nothing. Son of a poor Pentecostal preacher and the daughter of an alcoholic in little towns in Oklahoma. How could we ever make a difference? All we just say, Lord, here we are. How about us? How about us? How about us? Idato. How about us, God? How about, would you say, how about me, Lord? Imando ribiki, how about me? How about me making a difference in this hour in time in our nation? You say, well, I'm just waiting on the next presidential election. No. No. I will vote in the presidential election, but I'm not waiting on a president to save us. I'm calling upon my God. I'm calling upon my God. In private, I kneel at my altar and I call upon the name of the Lord in my prayer room. But when I come to this church, I agree with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Because I know that one, according to Deuteronomy 32:30, one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will put 10,000 to flight, and three will put 100,000 to flight, and four will put 1,000,000 to flight, and 10 will put 1,000,000,000,000 to flight, and 16 will put 1,600,000,000,000 to flight, and 35 will put 12,000,000,000,000 to flight, and 99 will put 1,000,000,000 to flight, and 299 will put 1,000,000,000,000 to flight. There is power when the church prays. Can we pray right now? God, we need you. We need you, God. Would you help us? Would you help us? Oh, God, would you help us? Strengthen the hands that hang down. Strengthen our hands, oh, God, as intercessors in your kingdom. Get a bowl of me, Kikalabro. Oh God. Tora mandora brikira, bro. Oh God. Let us not be mocked and say, where is their God? Where is their God? Oh God, would you arise with healing in your wings? Would you arise upon this land? God's did it before and he can do it again. Oh God. Help us, God, how fast we have fallen as a nation. We are the hope of the land. Let us shake ourselves. Let us sober up. God, I call for the fighting men and women. For those who have the heart of a champion, they're not willing. They're not willing to give in, give out, or give up. I call for the fighting men and women. Who hate sin and love righteousness. Son of righteousness, our God is a holy God. Holy, 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 holy. Holy God. Holy God. Karabashi karabuko. Karabuko tarabashi karabuko. I need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kiboshikayato. So I call for the greatest generation, and I call for the silent generation, and I call for the boomer generation, and I call for the X generation and the millennial generation to join me in crying out to our God. Oh God, only you can help us now. I see the Lord, and He's high and lifted up, and His glory is in this house tonight, and His presence is in this house tonight. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I'd just like to take some oil and anoint people tonight. Ask the Holy Ghost to give you fresh oil in your lamp tonight. And my pastor over the years has taught me, Dale, you must receive an offering before you start praying for people. It's difficult for people to give when they're under the anointing, under the power. And so I've discovered that receiving an offering never breaks the flow, but here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you an opportunity to sow a seed into Gene and I's ministry. What God has called us to do is we take off these 60 days. We're here because this is our home. If you want to sow a seed into our lives and our ministry, then just do whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to do. Make your check to Calvary Cathedral. And then after you've given, you're going to line up here tonight. If you want me to pray for you, I'm going to find some oil. And I'm going to anoint you with oil tonight. And I'm going to ask God to anoint you with fresh oil. Charlie's got the oil for me. Lord, I pray for those that are about to give tonight. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to them about what you would have them to give. I pray, Lord, that you would take the seed that they're sowing tonight and that you would multiply the seed. I bless the people that are sowing into what you've commissioned Gene and I to do. I bless them tonight. In Jesus' name.